Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solomom's Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom, dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle.
I wanted to share with you about my experience, my recent, very recent experience as an empty nester. So I am the solo mom of three sons, and my two youngest were living at home. We shared a home together. And just recently, we split up. As a matter of fact, I was on vacation, a long extended vacation, and my youngest packed up and left home. And I came home, and then we made plans for me and my middle son to go our separate ways. Now, I expected that this would happen at some time. You know, for the longest time, I was thinking, man, it would be nice when we reach 18 if they could go. And I was telling all my friends, you know, at 18, I'm going to be free. And as solo moms, a lot of times when life gets challenging and frustrating, we think that way, right? We can't wait for them to leave. You know, if they are problem children, you can't wait for them to leave. But it's never really about them. It's just that, you know, life can get hard. And so we kind of look forward to the day when we'd be alone without them. But that day comes, like it did for me recently, and it's not always what we expect, right? But it can be. But if you are feeling out of sorts because you're now alone, it's understandable. So I separated from my youngest, my middle son now. He was the last one home. And I went through the experience of packing up, of going through 20 plus years of mementos. And it was bittersweet because when I looked at photos and drawings of them from when they were small, it kind of brought back memories, but it also made me feel good because I realized how far they'd come, you know, from little babies, helpless babies, to now men, right? And so I went through that. Then I went through the point where I realized, it dawned on me, I'm gonna be alone, and You know, there's no one to call out to. You know, if you're in your room, you can't yell at anybody to come and bring you water, right? And that kind of struck me a little bit. And I had to deal with that feeling, that reality. But truth is, I have been preparing for this for a while. And it wasn't like it was unexpected. As a matter of fact, last summer, I went away for 4.5 months just because I wanted to figure things out. My youngest was 25, but we were still, you know, sharing the same space. And there were times when I got frustrated because I just wanted to be by myself. And not in a selfish way. I just felt like it was time for them to be on their own. And so it came, and my plans were to travel and just enjoy my life, live my purpose, podcast, write, travel. And in the end, what I did, I gave up a permanent living space. I was joking to my son that, you know, I spent the last 20 plus years struggling to avoid being homeless. You know, when you're in the throes of solo parenting, financially can be difficult. And we had some difficult time. Well, I had some difficult time. And I realized that I am choosing homelessness in a sense that I am okay with not having somewhere to call home, in a sense, because I can travel and I can just stay wherever I want. The only thing I know I want for definite is wherever I am, I have to have a kitchen and I have to have a juicer. And so I can prepare my meals and have fresh juice because, you know, I live for that. So some of the things that are beneficial and are pleasant to being an empty nester is that I now get up, and if I don't feel like staying up, I just go lay down. I don't have to give an account for what I'm gonna do, my whereabouts. And there was a time when I wanted to keep tabs on my kids, even though they were grown. And it wasn't that I wanted to keep tabs on them as much as I was always worried that I didn't know where they were and if they were fine. And for those of you who are Black mothers with Black son, you can understand this mindset. But I got to the point where I say, you know, it's okay. They'll be all right. And I pray for them regularly. So I'm going to trust God to do his part, because my part is to pray for them and live my life, right? So I stopped doing that. I stopped nagging, especially my youngest, because he's very independent. And so I stopped nagging him to call and, you know, text and let me know what he's doing. You know, well, not really what he's doing, but the fact that, you know, he's okay, right? So being an empty nester for me means that I am now totally free to pursue my endeavors. You know, I want to travel the world. I want to write and keep writing books, and I want a podcast, and I want to be able to freely move around, which is why I gave up my home. I downsized. I gave away all my little pieces of anything that was too big to carry or put in a little storage. I gave them away. I'm now contemplating going through boxes of clothes and donating or giving away. I only want to carry 3 bags tops with me when I travel. And if those 3 bags can't hold what I need, then I'm going to have to seriously consider downsizing more, because I find a freedom in downsizing. So now the boys have flown the coop and I've flown the coop. Technically, there's no more coop. There's no nest. But officially, the nest is empty. I wanted to keep these episodes short since it's the second installment of the weekly podcast. I wanted to talk about my experience as an empty nester, especially since and after mothering solo. I'll be talking in the future, starting next week, about my travels, you know, and about the disadvantages or things that can go wrong as an empty nester. The way you feel, you know, the way you react to the realization that you are now alone. And I also want to talk about the things that you could do to mitigate the effect of being an empty nester after mothering solo. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think. Thanks. Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward. Create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.